Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome, awesome. It's too bad you guys couldn't see the video with that because it was called the Lord's Prayer Hula. And they were all in these long white, I guess they were muumuus, but they had greenery sashes and brown flowers. It's beautiful. It was beautiful. And they did the hula, a very sedate, calm hula for the Lord's Prayer. And I just wish you could have seen that. I wish I had video capabilities sometimes, you know, instead of just radio, because sometimes the video just adds so much to it. And without it, it's just missing, you know, it's just, yeah. But that's okay. It's still beautiful. and we still got to hear it. Know that that was a Hawaiian version of the hula. So, yes, and Anne is very nice to let me know she can hear me. But, honey, I'm on my phone, remember? My microphone's busted. It doesn't work on this computer. My other computer won't stay on. And so as long as I'm using my phone, I know you can hear me. We're good when I'm using my phone. It's when I'm using my microphone that I can't tell. But right now I can't use the computer that my microphone works on because it won't stay on. Why? I don't know. It was working one day, and then 2 days later I went to use it, and it won't stay on. So I'm just at the point of use what I got, never mind. I know that I don't have to worry about this one, except that it doesn't hold on to the internet very well. So I'll get there. I'd use my oldest computer, but it doesn't have microphone capability. So that, hey, I might as well stay where I am, right? At any rate, we have some really cool stuff for you today, guys. Today is Gospel Sunday. It is the day that we use this show to give thanks and worship the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son. And that's the purpose of this show on Sunday. If you ever had any other idea, just sweep it right out of your mind, honey, because the purpose of this show is to praise and worship the Lord, to play the gospel music that he inspired people to write and he inspired other people to sing. We do enjoy it. It gives our heart peace and joy and fulfillment. But this show is for the Lord, okay? Don't have any misconception about that. Yes, John and Shauna bugged me until I said yes. But it is in praise of the Father, okay? So I just wanted to clear up any misconceptions that someone might have about that. And I think I just did that, so we're okay. It's good. Come on in and enjoy the music. Enjoy what God has given someone to share with us. And through that, John sent me a song by, let's see, the album is called Hawaiian Western, Hawaiian Country. Hawaiian Country Music. It's really cute. This lady is dressed up in Western attire, but she has that shirt all tucked up way high in the bare midriff, you know, like you have to do when you're doing hula. It's really awesome. I love it. But listen to her. That's what's really awesome. Her name is Melvine Lead, and we've got a couple of songs by her today. This one is Walk Through Paradise.
Let me walk through paradise with you, Lord. Take my hand and lead me there. Oh, my earthly treasure I would gladly give. Teach me how to love and how to share. And lust and vanity were mine alone. Then I found your love divine. Now on my knees, I pray I can find the way. Let me walk through paradise with you. let me walk through paradise with you. Makela hele, oh yeah. Ingala vai akubai. Meke kanaka o kio hano hano. Kaula naika vai vai.
Gorgeous was that? I think somebody's needing a trip to Hawaii. What do you think? Oh, love it. Yeah, you know, I loved Tahiti. I got to be in Tahiti for 2 weeks, and I didn't want to come home. I wanted to just find a place to live and stay there. It was so wonderful. The people were so friendly, and they kept saying, yes, yes, just come live here, come live here. We'll find you a house, come live here. And, yeah, talk about discouragement, right? Anyway, and I just have a feeling, even though Hawaii has been Americanized, so as I've heard, they still have a lot of that Polynesian welcoming feeling. And, oh, yeah. I'd love to. I haven't even been to Hawaii, and it's part of the United States. Now, what is wrong with that? I'm not going to try and guess, but it's just wrong. Oh, well, maybe someday, who knows? I'm going to have to treat myself someday. I think Hawaii is a lot more expensive than Tahiti. But getting to Tahiti is a lot more expensive. So, oh, well, 6 to 1, half a dozen to the other, right? Anyway, I'll get there someday. I know I will. I will get there someday. Here is something really awesome. You guys know how much I love a cappella. Well, John always remembers how much I love a cappella, too. Okay? So here is Carlos Correa, I think. And this is an a cappella where he is singing, We Are His Hands. I think it's supposed to be We Are In His Hands, but you know my typing skills some have gone downhill since I quit working.
We share the home, we share the believers in Jesus, children of the King. His Spirit lives within us, flowing like a
just peaceful. You got to be peaceful listening to that. And you kind of forgot where you were.
Coming, Jenny.
No, that didn't cross my mind. Not until it was here. So that's okay, though. That's okay. I don't mind that. When it's gospel music that can kind of grab your mind and your heart and make you, for just a minute, forget what you're doing. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right, here is, and this is another one from John. All of these I've played so far are what John sent me today, okay? So, was that today? Yep, that was today. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I must be getting old. No, don't tell me that. No. My mind is just overworked. Doing what? Only God knows, because I sure don't, but I'm going to go with that. I'm going to stick with being overworked, okay? We like it. It's better than the alternative, right? Okay, here is Charles Johnson doing Holy City, New Jerusalem.
Holy City.
We shall see the King in his glory. Yes. the Father and the Son, they're both going to be there. And we're going to get to see them. What a glorious day that will be. Yes. Hey, there's a song there. Yes, there's a song called that. So it's okay. All right, honey. I've got something John sent me, and he said to make sure to be very, very clear that this is not Elvis. John 3:16, kind of a story song, but he's not really singing. But it's John Cotner, okay? It is billed as John Cotner, and it is not Elvis. And I was told to make that very, very clear. So I hope I have made it clear to you, no matter who it sounds like, it is not Elvis. It is John Cotner, okay? John 3:16.
In the city of Chicago, on one cold, dark night, a blizzard was setting in, and a little boy was selling papers on the corner. The people were passing him by, trying to get home and out of the cold. And it was so cold, and he wasn't selling any papers, so he went up to a policeman and said, "Sir, you wouldn't happen to know where a poor boy could get a warm place to sleep tonight, would you? You see, I sleep in a box around the corner, just down the alley, and it gets awful cold in there at night. It sure would be nice to have a warm place to stay." The policeman looked down at the little boy and said, "Just go down the street to that big white house and knock on the door. When they come to the door, say John 3:16, and they'll let you in." So he did like he was told and went up and knocked on the door, and a lady answered the door, and he looked up and said, "John 3:16. And she smiled and said, "Come on in, son." And she took him and set him down in an old split-bottom rocker in front of a big old fireplace, and then she went away. As he sat there a while, he wondered to himself, "John 3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure does make a cold boy warm." Later she came back and asked him, "Son, are you hungry?" And he said, "Well, just a little. I haven't eaten in a couple of days. I guess I could stand a bite to eat." So she took him into the kitchen, and she set him down at a table full of wonderful food. He ate until he couldn't eat anymore. And he sat there wondering to himself, "John 3:16, I still can't understand it, but it sure makes a hungry boy full." Then she took him upstairs to a bathroom with a big old bathtub filled with warm water. As he soaked, he thought to himself, "John 3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure makes a dirty boy clean. You know, I never had a bath, not a real one. The only bath I ever had was when I stood in front of an old fire hydrant and they flushed it out." The lady came and got him and took him to a room and tucked him into a big old feather bed. And she pulled the covers up around his neck and kissed him goodnight. And then she turned out the lights. As he laid there in the darkness and looked out the window at the snow coming down on that cold night, he thought to himself, "John 3:16, I just can't understand it, but it sure does make a tired boy feel rested." The next morning she came back up and took him down to that same big table full of food. And after he had eaten, she sat down with the family Bible. And she said, "Son, do you understand John 3:16? And he said, "No, ma'am, I don't. The very first time I ever heard it was last night when the policeman told me to use it." So she opened the Bible to John 3:16 and began to tell him about Jesus. And right then and there, next to that big old fireplace, he gave his heart and his life to Jesus. And as he sat there, he thought to himself, "My, my, John 3:16, I don't understand it, but it sure does make a lost boy feel safe." You know, I have to confess, I don't understand it either, how God would be willing to send his son to die for me, or how Jesus would be willing to do such a thing. I don't understand it either, but it sure does make a life worth living.
Kind of grabs you, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And then it holds your attention throughout the whole thing, because I don't think any of us ever thought of it that way. But yeah, that's what love does. Love gives all those things to someone that needs them, and that's what Jesus' love did. Jesus' love gave us what we needed most. The chance for everlasting life, greatest gift anyone could have ever given us. And he gave it willingly. So you gotta appreciate what he went through to give that to us. Oh my gosh, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we just heard a rendition of what that means. I hope it touched you the same as it touched me. I have known that verse since I was 6 years old. But you never think about it like you should. You never feel it inside like you should. You never do unto others because of it like you should. Think about it more often. Then maybe what we should will become what we do. That would be a beautiful thing. In the meantime, here is another song that John sent me. And the Divine Love posted this. And it is called God is Good All the Time.
Time.
Don't you love that? I love that. I think that's fantastic. I'm trying to find another song that I have no idea how I entered it in here because I can't find it. But you know what? It'll turn up. It'll turn up somewhere. Here it is. See, I told you it would turn up. Oh, my goodness sakes. This is a cappella, and all of the parts are sung by one guy. And it builds two, so I'm not sure which one is actually singing it, but it builds Rich Mullins and Keith Lancaster. Take your pick, because I have no idea who's singing. Both of their names are on this, and it's called Awesome God.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is awesome. He reigns from heaven with power and wisdom. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Now when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the writ.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden, and it wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. He's coming very soon, so you better be believing that
our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Now when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that
our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Cool. I love that. You just sit there and you start picking out things. Let's see, this part does this, and this part does this. And he repeats the phrase often enough that you can do that. And whoa, just whoa. Sam Robson is another one that totally floors me with what he can do a cappella. I just, oh, Lordy, yes. I remember in high school, we often went through whole classes. Once we learned a song, we would go through whole classes without the piano and learn to keep on key a cappella. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it is so worth it. Oh, it is so worth it. Love it. Okay, we're gonna go. Yes. See, my mind just kind of blows apart. Here is Daniel Shields with children doing Father, I Place into your hands.
Father, I place into your hands the things that I can do. Father, I place into your hands the times that I've been through. Father, I place into your hands the way that I should go.
Kids are singing, you know, whether they're singing by themselves or they're helping an adult that's leading or whatever, it just seems to add a certain something when the kids are singing. I noticed that a long time ago. I used to lead the kids' music. I used to do their music for their programs and in Sunday school, and it never ceased to amaze me when those little kids got up on that stage at church in the front. And they were going to sing a song or two. Everybody paid attention. Everybody listened to those little ones. And it was amazing. It was amazing. There was no paper rustling. There was no whispering. There was no passing stuff back and forth. Whether the teenagers were in the church or somewhere else, and all the adults, they were captivated by the kids. Beautiful thing. It was totally beautiful. And that is something I do miss, is seeing the effect that the children singing always had on everybody. It was great. It made it so much fun to do as well, because the kids enjoyed it. They were being watched. They were the center of attention, and they loved it. They loved it. Okay. All the songs that I've played have been from John, okay? And I've still got a couple to go, and then I've got some 4th of July songs that we're going to do at the end of the show. We're going to transition into 4th of July. So be ready, guys, because we've got some good things coming. And I've got the national anthem like you've never heard it. It is the story behind it, and it'll knock your socks off and have you chewing on them. So here you go. But right now, I'm going to do a song that I was asked to please make double sure, make sure, open your ears, listen to me. This is not Elvis. This is Jimmy Ellis, otherwise known as Orion. It is not Elvis. I was told to make sure that you understood that this is not Elvis singing. It is Jimmy Ellis. okay? And the song is called America.
Somewhere across the ocean, little children, they are crying. Born into a world of famine, with little chance of surviving. Oh, what they'd give if they could be able just to have the crumbs from our table and to live in America, land. And I thank God for America, from sea to shining sea, for the food on my table and the clothes on my back and the shoes upon my feet. Well, I don't know why he chose you and me, but I think it's time we get down on and thank God for America, land of the free. There are people in other countries not free to speak their minds, and possession of a Bible is considered a major crime. They'd give everything if they could only be in a land where they could stand up for what they believe and to live in America, land.
Elvis, but he is a pretty good singer, and he's worth listening to. I always like that. The guys that all into it, you know, it just makes it worth it. It makes it worth it. All right, here is, you know, earlier we were kind of stuck in Hawaii, you know. Well, we're going back. How can you not, right? This is Ikolo, He Touched Me.
Yeah.
There's something about the ukulele that is distinctly Hawaiian. You know, it's like when you hear the banjo, you think hills of Kentucky, hills of Tennessee, you know, Louisiana front porch, things like that when you hear the banjo. When you hear the ukulele, you think Hawaii. You don't think Tahiti, that's drums. You think Hawaii. I think that's really kind of cool to have such an identification with a place that just to hear it makes you think of that place. I think that's wonderful. All right. That is what John sent me, gospel music today. We still have a lot of 4th of July stuff that we're going to get through that John sent. And some that I picked up, a couple I picked up. He sent most of them. But first, we've got a few more minutes, and I'm going to play Alabama because he lives. Because he does.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived, died to buy Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know a newborn baby and filled pride and joy He gives. But greater still, that calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because He lives. And then one day, gonna cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He reigns.
would have thought a big old country gospel band would sing something sweet like that? But they can do it. They can do it. That's cool. Or Southern Rock or whatever they're classed as, Alabama. Whatever. I like the music anyway. And they did a fantastic job on that. They really did. And now, a completely different group, but still, Alabama is in their name. It's the Alabama Boys. If that don't sound like Back Hills, I don't know what does, but they are not Back Hills. This is Just a Little Talk with Jesus by the Alabama Boys.
Pop, Mike, let's do one from back in the day.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
We can
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faint his cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
And when you
feel a little prayer returning,
then you will
know a little fire burning.
And I'm singing
just a little talk. Jesus makes me right.
All right.
Now have a little talk with Jesus.
We can
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry.
And I'm singing
just a little talk with Jesus makes me right. All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus,
he took me in. And then it was
just a little light from heaven filled my soul.
You guys singing along? I had the harmony going. Just, I thought it was beautiful. I don't know what anybody else would have thought, but I was having fun. You know, that just, that the way they do that, the beat they put to it, just, it has to have your hands clapping and your body just swaying and a jiving, and It's wonderful. I love it. I just totally love the way they do that song. I could just sit and have hours and hours of song done that way. Be fantastic. Ah, so cool. All right. We are going to start our 4th of July music. And then, hey, you know what? If we get through our 4th of July music, we have more time. We got more gospel. So we are not going to run out of music, okay? No worries there. First one we're going to do here is by Anthem Lights. And this is one I saw when I was looking for something else. But anyway, Anthem Lights is doing the America Medley.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A.
Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, God bless America,
whatever that was. I guess they needed their own little tag, right? That's cool. We can do that. It's all right. And now, drum roll, please. Elvis, an American trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. Singing Elvis.
Dixieland, that's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn, look away, Dixieland.
When he does that, that is some kind of effect that that song has. It's wonderful. It truly is wonderful. All right. I've got, I know. And I know John will love this too. We're going to play Celine Dion. And she's Canadian. She did the song God Bless America. And you know what? She put more feeling into that and had it mean more than when a lot of Americans sing it. This is one fantastic lady, really. So Celine Dion doing God Bless America.
God
Canadian person did that song with more emotion, more feeling, more projection of pride than I've ever heard any American do it. He is fantastic. That just resonates inside me. It does. And here's something else that's going to resonate. Here is a story. Spangled Banner. That is our national anthem. And I think y'all should pay attention to this, okay? It's a lot more important than a pedophile.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. and the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners. They said, we want to send a man out to discuss this with you. They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, we want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange. On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free. He said, tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. He said, you'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains. As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, we have a slight problem. He said, we will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter. And Francis Scott Key said, what do you mean? He said, well, Mr. Key, he said, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of the earth. He said, how are you going to do that? He said, if you will, scan the horizon of the sea. And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, that's the entire British war fleet. He said, all of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. He said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. And he said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?" The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the the land of
Yeah. Sorry, Brits, but the baby's got to rebel at some point, you know, and that's what we did. But we still love you. We do. Now, hey, all you U.S. guys, did you sing along with that Star Spangled Banner? Did you stand up and put your right hand on your heart? I did. Did you cry through that story, the end, when they were talking about holding up the flagpole and the dead bodies being replaced by live people that in their turn died holding that flag up so that it would not be read as a surrender when it fell? You know? I cried. Still have the remnants of it stuck in the back of my throat. But, yeah. If you listen to that, it was a dramatization, of course, but it had the emotion of the time. It had the emotion of the event. And then Francis Scott Key put it in that song. And every time I hear that song, I think of this story. It doesn't matter if you call it the Star Spangled Banner or you call it the National Anthem. It is both. But it should fill your heart with emotion of what it cost to bring this country to birth. It was a very high price on both sides. Very high. And you know what? I think we would do it again. I think we would do it again. And that makes me proud. It does. Now I say to all our servicemen, and to John especially, because I know him, thank you for the service you gave this country. Thank you for doing it willingly and being willing to do whatever they told you to do, wherever they sent you. That is what keeps our country great. And love to each and every one of you for what you have made this country. And to follow that, I'm going to play Elvis singing Stars and Stripes. And I don't want to hear anything about that.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, well, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. I've seen enough to know we got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies. Well, there's a little place. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. We could use some more like me and you.
with the stars and the stripes and the eagle. That I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids in the same way that my daddy did, where the stars and the stripes and the eagle flies, where the stars and the stripes and the eagle. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See, guys, to the republic for which it stands. Everybody that I know when I grew up, we are a democratic nation. That's not true. That is not true. We are a republic. Look it up. See what the difference is. See what the difference is. Because there is a difference. You might be surprised. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to desert you, but I had to type in the next title. This is from John as well. It is Lee Greenwood doing My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every let freedom ring.
Ta-da-da. I like that. Yeah. God Save the Queen, I believe, and America, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, are both the same melody. I used to think that was so strange when I was a child. Like, why did they do that? But why not? You know? Hey, why not? Makes it easier to learn. Anyway, I have one now by Elvis that I love listening to him do. It's called America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God, shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea to shine.
They have to chime in with their bit, which doesn't fit at all, but whatever. I love the way he sings America's Beautiful. I really do. And it has always seemed to me that that would have been a better national anthem, but nobody asked me. So, you know, it is what it is. And the one we have is good. It's very hard to sing, but it's good. Okay, did I not get that in there? Let's see. I'm looking for the last one, and I'm thinking, there it is. Well, why? That's exactly how I typed it. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. My computer didn't like it. It just said, hey, forget you. Here, anyway, is Brooks and Dunn. And it's another song John sent, Only in America.
Traffic jam.
just a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
Show for today. We did some gospel. We worshiped a little. We praised a little. We felt the peace, the promise, the love that the Father and the Son had for us and still have and will always have. Once you accept that, the rest is easy. The rest is easy. We think it's a hard thing to do what the Lord wants us to be good, to act like Jesus. Well, you know, sometimes it is hard to always act like Jesus, and sometimes we fall flat on our face, break our nose, and fail miserably. But what matters is that you get back up and try again. That's all God really requires, is that you get back up and try again. He knows you're going to fall on your face. Get back up and try again. Be willing to try again. That's what he really wants. You try to be like Jesus the best you can. When you fail, you try again. That's not really that hard. Everybody fails at it. Everybody. But it's okay. It's okay because everybody gets forgiven for it too, as long as they go to God with it and recognize what happened and try again. Guys, I'm glad you joined me today. I really am. We had our worship time and we had our time of celebration, of recognition over what happened with our country. 1776. A lot of songs written about it. You know, you start looking up those songs and you'll be amazed at how many there are. They're everywhere. Most of them are just totally awesome. You know, they really are. There are some beautiful, fantastic, moving songs out there. You just have to go after them. But thank you for joining us for the ones we had. I hope they touched your heart. I hope they touched your emotions. I hope they touched your mind so that we'll never forget what this country has cost and at the beginning. Price as it did later. Okay? We've always been paying the price to keep this country free and to help other countries in this world to be the same. And looks like we're going to continue to pay that price. But I also think that we're willing to do that. Thank you for joining us today to play the songs that remind us of that and remind us of what this country has always been and why it has always been. Thank you so much for that. And I pray that you have a wonderful 4th of July tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay well. Keep the mayonnaise out of the sun and get through it in good order, okay? Don't get falling down dizzy drunk. That's not good for anybody. Just enjoy yourself and don't overdo it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. God bless you all as you go through your time the rest of this day. Have a good 4th tomorrow. Hope I see you on Tuesday for the rock and roll music show. Okay? Love y'all. Take care of each other. And we'll talk later.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here. Like a king, I may live.